Jake's Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Minshew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. It's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Many falsely think winter is a bad time to sell a home. Not true. Tim and Suzanne were relocating out of state and called Amy Kite for help to sell their Highland Park home. Amy's marketing system works year-round, people, and in no time they had multiple offers. Their home sold in only 7 days for $525,000. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks, that's the real deal. And working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does, because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
People Magazine calls Megan Levy inspiring.
That dog saved my life.
Elle raves. It packs a punch.
He's not your dog. He's a Marine Corps dog.
It's heartfelt.
I'm trying to bring him home.
Megan Levy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Starts June 9th.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Above and beyond.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
401 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We're a bit over 3 hours away from the first pitch here at Wrigley as the Cubs try and run their winning streak to 5. The Marlins again the opposition. Joe Maddon tonight has John Jay leading off and playing left field. Wilson Contreras batting cleanup, of course, behind the plate. And Albert Almora again in center field. Young players Ian Happ and Kyle Schwarber, they have the night off against left-hander Jeff Locke. And Maddon is a firm believer in giving his younger players time off, as he explained to Parkins and Spiegel earlier today.
I think coming off last year and actually the last couple years, and a lot of these younger players, I know they're young, but there's still a lot going on in their minds. And being able, in my mind's eye, to right now back off some of them right now, I think it's going to benefit us later in the season. I'm seeing the energy return to the group right now after that the West Coast trip was tough.
Yeah, but they have seemingly regained their mojo back here at Wrigley. The White Sox mojo, that's been invisible of late, witnessed 5 straight losses, and tonight, Jose Quintana, he of the 2-7 record and 5.60 ERA, he'll be on the mound down in Tampa Bay, opposed by Chris Archer, who many say is on the trading block. Pro football, the New York Jets today release veteran linebacker David Harris. He is the Jets' second all-time leading tackler, and tomorrow night, it's Game 3 of the NBA Finals, Golden State leading Cleveland, 2 games to none. One trip to AutoZone can protect your engine and your wallet. Right now, you can save on 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP filter for only $23.99. Restrictions and details in-store. Get in the zone, AutoZone. This scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast is this evening, beginning at 6:30 with Mark Grody's pregame show, and that's prior to the game here at Wrigley against Miami, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Second down and two. Jackson, first down and four. Steven Jackson takes it all the way for a Rams touchdown, 46 yards.
Watch Nick Collins, number 36. He's going to try to come back to the backside to make the play. There's the big block by Roy Ellison, the umpire.
What vision Jackson has of making that backside cutback, Moose. I mean, that's four holes. Not many running backs can go and cut back four holes. Last guy that I played against was Barry Sanders.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That's one of the guys. That's one of Mike Tanger's guys, Steven Jackson,
yep,
who's 25. On the list. And this is a long, involved piece on Bleacher Report from their senior NFL writer. And I like how he frames it. He says, underrated is in the eye of the beholder. And he said, it takes more than mere greatness to be considered one of the most underrated players in pro football history. It takes bad timing and bad luck, years of playing the wrong position for the wrong team in the wrong league at the wrong time. To make our list, a player must contribute to a winning effort while putting up bad stats, misunderstood stats, or no stats. He must either play for teams so good that they overshadow his accomplishments, or teams so bad that he had to do it all by himself. And that may answer my question about the two guys, because one didn't contribute much to winning, and the other might have had good stats that take him off this list. He said these are the ground rules. No Hall of Famers or recent Hall of Fame finalists.
Which took one of the guys locally, I think, out of it, because I think he is a Hall of Famer.
I don't. I just don't think
we'll
the national... Okay. It says, hard to be underrated when you've been immortalized. Active players who are Hall of Fame shoe-ins are also excluded. No Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks, running backs, or wide receivers, because even the least heralded of them get plenty of attention.
Right.
No 1960s Packers, 70s Steelers, 80s 49ers, 90s Cowboys, or 2000s Patriots.
No dynasties.
Sorry, Jerry Kramer. Being part of an era-defining dynasty brings with it a base-level acclaim that the players on this list cannot match.
That's the kid. You want him working at McDonald's? Remember that, Jerry Kramer?
That's right.
Yeah.
He's the one who, said, I used to step on Doug Buffone every chance I could get.
Yeah, I remember Doug Buffone, and I would step on him any chance I got.
Right?
The old Jerry Kramer.
Yep. So he ranked all the players based on how underappreciated they are. Now, let's
Man, you notice this list? Huh? I'm always making lists.
Let's not bury the lead here. Doug was top of mind for me.
Yep.
But maybe his teams were too bad, right?
And they had two Hall of Famers on those squads, so that's where the attention went. And Gale and Dick. All right.
No, leave it. You're taking me back to 2 weeks ago.
Just leave it. Get back to what you were saying.
I'm 6 years old. You can't trust me with these things.
Leave it there. Just let everybody else play with it.
Should I tell the story or no?
Go ahead.
Should I?
Go ahead. Well, look at Tannehill's worried face.
Just a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago.
Here's Blanco.
We laid to rest my uncle. My uncle.
Oh, we're doing this one.
And my uncle's name was Dick. And when you are as immature as I am, even in our family, look, we joke about everything, and you know, it's just who we are. And sometimes, even in the most morbid situations, we have always had a sense of gallows.
People mourn differently,
right? But it's just look, I can be a grown up to a certain point. But when you hear the name Dick mentioned in these solemn moments over and over and over and over again,
you're gonna miss Dick.
It builds up. And it builds up. And to me, you know, because I'm a child.
Dick was always nice to us.
Because I'm and it gets back before too, that you're talking about being a man's man. I mean, this guy smoked Marlboro Reds and drank Johnny Walker Black and went golfing, and he was, you know, businessman, and
businessman.
Right. No, I'm just that's
his briefcase.
I'm telling you, old school badass. And was remembered that way. A man of very few words. But it just got to the point where there's only so much I can do.
Many Dick references.
There's only
you can put
so
up
many
with.
Times they can talk about memories of Dick and it finally it just built up, and we're sitting there in the synagogue, we're in the sanctuary, and there we are, and the rabbi says something to the effect of, and now they do a prayer, they do like the 23rd Psalm. And then the rabbi, she says, and now let's spend the next few moments in silent prayer so you can be alone with your thoughts of Dick. And then I had to,
excuse yourself?
No, I bit the inside of my mouth so hard I started bleeding. My wife is elbowing me, realizing what's going on. And we're front and center, like we're sitting there with the family, right? And people must have thought I was really taking it hard.
Your shoulders are jumping.
Right, look at Dan. Dan's really, this is really hard on him.
His mouth is bleeding.
They must have been really close. And I'm just, and Beth knew what was going on immediately. She knew it immediately, and she has more self-control than I do.
Of course.
She's just sort
of,
that's
why they find us.
They
balance us out. Which stupid soul can we save? Yeah, that's what all of our ladies have said to themselves and picked us.
And I ended up being okay, but it was close.
You made it?
I made it by the skin of my teeth and with a mouth injury to show for it.
Well,
but it was
been many a mouth injury.
It was close. So yeah. So back to Butkus.
Look at these two.
Tanner's
like disapproving parents right now.
What can I do? I can't change who I am. Well,
usually Tannehill hits the dump button on us. This time I think Shep.
No, I did it, but I looked at Shep and I was like, "What do you think?" That was real
gave
close.
Him the nod.
But it hasn't been.
No. It was during something Jason said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I did it.
Yes.
That's right.
A certain reference.
Oh, how
it wasn't Iran.
How it's been good to you guys are funny. How it's been good to them? Is that the one that lost it?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and repeat what it was that I dumped. Right.
Which part did you dump?
Game right. What did I get dumped for? Right.
So the guy we're gonna, I think we're going to agree to disagree on here, and somebody who did have great stats, was not a Super Bowl winner, and I don't, and maybe might be a Hall of Fame finalist at some point, is Charles Peanut Tillman.
Right.
Because the boxes he checks here are like wrong team, wrong time. That he was, his job was to backpedal to a landmark and then go attack the flat.
Right.
And it's before we understood really what cover two corner greatness meant.
Well,
and
he was I disagree, and this is my Hall of Fame argument for him. The reason why we know about the cover two the way we do, the cover two, the Steel Curtain ran the cover two. There's a bunch of teams that ran it. The old Raiders used to do it when they weren't in man. Doug Buffone used to talk about it all the time. The cover two is no new defense. It was always cloud coverage, shaded to one side or the other. If you had a terrific receiver, it just became in vogue with the terminology. The reason why we saw and know cover two greatness is because of those Tampa Bay Buccaneers teams that were coordinated by Lovie Smith and coached by Tony Dungy.
Okay.
All right. The reason why there might be an argument for Lance Briggs is because what we saw Derek Brooks be, right? So I say that to say this. If Rondé Barber, who is getting ready to be considered for the Hall of Fame, I believe this year, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 5 or 7 years this year. If Rondé Barber gets a sniff, then Charles Tillman is a Hall of Famer. And Rondé Barber was a hell of a football player.
I have no problem with that. I just think that we're sort of in town aware Tillman
is. That's the thing. I'm trying to strip it away.
With the forced 60, fumbles, the combination of forced 60 fumbles.
60 forced turnovers, yeah. Man. But, 60, but, if I'm not mistaken.
But did he have enough interceptions?
See, and I think a guy that's on this list The green-eyed assassin, not Eric Sermon, but Eric Allen, I believe, is on this list. And Eric Allen, I remember that one year Eric Allen had like four touchdown returns for interception returns, and he went to the Pro Bowl, got Defensive Player of the Year votes. Eric Allen is 21st on this list, right? Says Allen made a lot of plays, intercepted 34 passes for the Eagles, and 54 in his career. He returned 8 interceptions for touchdowns, including 4 in 93, 3 during his age 35 season. If you can get 60 turnovers in the problem is Eric Allen's team didn't play for any Super Bowls.
Yeah, Tillman had 44 forced fumbles and 38 interceptions.
Dude, that's 82 turnovers.
Well, not all forced fumbles are turnovers.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. So that's you know, 82 impact plays, let's just put it, right? 82 of them.
And more often than not, what he was asked to do had no glamour whatsoever. And all he had to do was drop to his landmark, read the flat, and close.
And he became your favorite garage band that went commercial after a while, where it's, yeah, you know who's underrated? You know who's underrated? And all of a sudden...
Oh, so underrated, he's overrated.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. All of that talk, so, you know, it avalanched into him being nationally recognizable. And hell, his peanut punch became a thing around the league.
Well, around maybe locally.
No. It was in the Madden games. It was in the it was a national thing.
This segment brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago. Leo in Naperville, you're on the Score.
Dan, I want to chime in real quick on the Tillman thing. You know, you're talking about interceptions, but there was a chart out there in Twitterverse out there. It charted combined forced fumbles and interceptions, all defensive players, and I think it was in history. Charles Tillman is an absolute unicorn on that chart. He is out there by himself. So if you were to account for his forced fumbles and his interceptions, he is the outlier of outliers.
See, Leo, what I'd like to know, see, what you're doing right now is exactly what happens once somebody becomes a Hall of Fame finalist.
You
have an advocate. You have people arguing your case, and someone will have that chart where his dot on that chart is all alone, and it just depends if other people think that matters. But you're absolutely right.
Yeah, no, and it's out there. And if you look at it, what do you equate a Hall of Famer? It's an absolute unique ability that's no one ever seen before, and that's Charles Tillman.
Or seven Thanks, years Leo. of sustained excellence where you are one of the top players of your position year in and year out. Now, he doesn't have the Pro Bowls to go for that, but like I said, Rondé Barber. If Rondé Barber is going to get a look here, I mean, Rondé Barber went to 3 Pro Bowls, okay? 15 forced fumbles, 15, 47 interceptions. If Rondé Barber is going to get a... And Rondé Barber is a Super Bowl champion, so maybe that's a different vibe. That's a different feel for him.
That's right. He can't be on this list.
No. Yeah. I'm not even talking about this list. The fact that Charles isn't on this list, it shocked me. Because I think... And maybe it shouldn't, because maybe he'll be a Hall of Fame finalist, and that's what Mike Tannier was thinking.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington Stores your Father's Day gift headquarters and save on Bluetooth speakers, fragrance, watches, wallets, or give a Burlington gift card. Always a perfect gift. Burlington, style for everyone. So here's your assignment for the next couple minutes. Think who the one bear is on this list. There is a lone bear in the 25 who checks in at number 19. The 19th most underappreciated player
in the history of the NFL
is a former Bear. Think of who it is, and we'll see if you're right when we come back on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Bryant's was mollywopped, I thought.
What the hell is that? I've never heard that in my life.
You've never heard mollywopped?
Never.
I don't know. It means that he crushed it. Look that up for me, and if it's a slur, don't report back.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Seattle Seahawks need to add a quarterback to back up Russell Wilson, and they've been bringing in guys in recent weeks for interviews. One of those guys is Colin Kaepernick. Safe to assume some owners are furious with him still and would never come near this guy. Then again, all he needs is for one team to say yes, for one team to say, we don't have a problem with him, he can still play, and we've got a need at that position. And if there's one team that would fit that bill, it would be the Seattle Seahawks. Pete Carroll, the head coach, known for letting players be individuals, for letting them express themselves. If a team would embrace Kaepernick and his social conscience, it would be the Seahawks and Carroll, especially since they have a need and Peter was raving about him after a recent visit. It makes sense. Or it did until they decide to go with Austin Davis instead. Uh-oh! There are plenty of reasons why the Seahawks would sign Davis instead of Kaepernick, but football is not one of them. I'm Jim Rome.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need, and your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Pontiac RV's Summer RV Sale is June 8th through the 11th. See the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in Illinois, all on sale. Featuring new travel trailers and fifth wheels from Coachmen, Forest River, and Keystone RV. Plus huge discounts on motorhomes from Winnebago and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bowling Brook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York. Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Bill, at WOW, we do things differently. If you say thank you, you're expressing gratitude. Try it.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What?
You're welcome is what you say if someone says thank you.
You're welcome.
I wasn't thanking you just yet.
Oh, sorry.
Great, you've got sorry down.
Get nicer than nice customer service and WOW Internet starting at just $29.99 a month. Limited time only. Get started at WOWWay.com. WOW. That's better. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, if you're looking to improve libido, energy, and performance, you better pick the right free testosterone booster. Do you want one from a company that also makes toothpaste and tampons? Probably not. Instead, how about a powerful testosterone booster from the brand that thousands of men trust for premium sports nutrition? A supplement focused on one thing, results. That's what Test X180 Ignite from Force Factor is all about. And today, we're going to prove it. Claim a complimentary bottle right now by texting CHIEF to 202020. Force Factor fuels the hardcore strength training regimens of elite athletes. Their free testosterone boosters are popular at GNC, Bodybuilding.com, Vitamin World, and Amazon.com for good reason. They work. Test X180 Ignite helps burn fat and build lean muscle in the gym. Plus, it increases libido, drive, and confidence, and helps improve physical performance. Get your complimentary bottle today by texting CHIEF to 202020. That's C-H-I-E-F to 202020.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, pay off what all these texters are guessing.
A lot of them got it right. A lot of people got it right, but we're looking at this list of 25 underrated, underappreciated players. It was put together by Mike Tanier of Bleacher Report. And those of you who guessed Neil Anderson are correct. Neil Anderson checks in at 19th.
Great football player.
He writes, the easiest way to be overlooked by history is to replace a legend just after a franchise has peaked.
He was a fullback for Walter for a little bit too, right?
He started out as a special teams ace. He was a gunner.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy knocking the ball back at the goal line. Neil Anderson replaced Walter Payton. He took over as the Bears' featured offensive weapon after the Super Bowl shuffle years. Anderson was not Payton, and the later era Mike Ditka Bears could never approach the heights reached by the 85 Bears. So Anderson cranked out a few thousand-yard seasons and played in some Pro Bowls, and that was that. But Anderson was an extraordinary talent. He had the speed to get to the edge and beat defenders down the sideline, the power to plow through tackles, the elusiveness to make things happen in the open field, and receiving chops to rival contemporaries Roger Craig or Thurman Thomas. Anderson's 1,000-yard seasons came in a primitive offense with a rudimentary passing game. That's being kind. He was usually the Bears' best rusher and receiver in his prime years, catching 40 to 50 passes per season from Mike Tomczak or the young Jim Harbaugh. Many of those catches occurred down the field, with Anderson serving as a de facto possession receiver. The most similar current player to Anderson is Pittsburgh's Le'Veon Bell. I'm not sure that's right.
I was
right.
Going to go LeSean McCoy or somebody of that nature, a little smaller.
Yeah, I don't know that he quite had the top-end speed of McCoy.
Neil had a great spin move, too.
Yeah, he says, Bell plays in a modern offense that amplifies his production instead of suppressing it. He also doesn't play in the shadow of a legend. Anderson became a footnote to the Ditka era, but fans who saw him play know he was far more than that.
That was the running back that I grew up with. You know, when I started becoming like cognizant of what the Bears were and what it meant to my dad, Neil Anderson was my running back as a kid. You know, you mentioned Jim Harbaugh, you know, P.T. Willis and all these other dudes that they were playing quarterback at the time for them.
The number of swing passes and quick outs.
It was Neil Anderson, and then hopefully the defense with an aging Mike Singletary could hold him, and Donnell Wolford and Sean Gale and Mark Carrier and those dudes, man. But, yeah, Neil was that dude, and that was when running back meant something, too. Like when everybody in the league had
position.
One. Yeah, everybody in the league had one. Yours was different from this city's. And you'd compare styles. Like you said, you'd see Roger Craig come to town. Or you'd
high
see
stepping Thurman the high Thomas. Knees.
Yeah, Neil Anderson was the first dude I grew up with in terms of a running back that I watched. It was like, all right, this is what the position should look like for 16 games. So that's interesting. A lot of people guess Wilbur Marshall. Dan Hampton's a Hall of Famer, so he doesn't, you know, that the criteria is a non-Hall of Famer. Gale Sayers is a Hall of Famer. Somebody guessed Tom Thayer. I'm sure Tom would be flattered by that. Roosevelt Colvin was not one of the 25 most underrated players in NFL history for the 773 Texans.
What? Yeah. Roosevelt Colvin?
Hey, man, you know, he's thinking about that Eagles playoff
what?
Game where Rosie and Warwick Coleman and Urlacher were trying to hold it down, and then Hugh Douglas... You know, teabag Jim Miller, and it was at the end of the game. William Thomas,
got nothing.
Yeah, nothing on William Thomas. Matt Forte,
maybe someday.
Still playing.
So. Yeah, maybe could work his way onto it, right? Maybe.
So, you know, but yeah, Neil Anderson, Devin Hester, yes, exactly. That's exactly what just happened.
No, I just told him I missed that. I didn't hear your off mic aside.
I didn't. No, I said something that shouldn't be said. Yes, yeah. Let me do the read. That's what I'll do.
I have one too.
Thank you for checking out this show. If you're checking it out on the interwebs, you heard what I said. And if you're checking us out on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com, it's brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there.
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Let's start with some football, as the Bears had their final OTA access to the media today. Linebacker Pernell McPhee got in front of the Mike and Penn Club and imagined what it will be like if he teams up with Leonard Floyd on the field.
That's scary. Just staying healthy is the key. But, you know, not only just me and Leonard, just the other guys, Willie, Lamar, Sam, Hakeem, Eddie, Mitch, you know, the whole front seven. It's just all of us just going dominating. That's the main focus. And that's why we out here practicing OTAs. And that's why we're going to go into camp, because all of us should be back for camp going ready to practice.
Meanwhile, here at Wrigley Field tonight, the wind will again be blowing in as the Cubs try and run their winning streak to 5. Jake Arrieta will be on the mound. John Jay leading off and playing left field for Joe Maddon tonight. Wilson Contreras batting cleanup, and Wade Davis back with the team following the birth of his child. Jose Quintana toes the rubber down in Tampa Bay as the White Sox try and snap their 5-game losing skid this evening. And the Atlanta Braves have placed pitcher Bartolo Colon on the DL. What's hurting, you ask? How about a 2-7 record and a 7.78 ERA? That definitely hurts. The 4,000 ASE certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care have the state-of-the-art tools to keep your car running newer, longer. Take advantage of the Bonus Savings Day summer event and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast this evening, beginning at 6:30 with Mark Brody's pregame show prior to the game here at Wrigley against the Marlins, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break, your radiator a rest, and your dipstick a day off. Every time you ride Metra, you avoid wear and tear on your car and on your nerves too. Find a ride you feel good about now at MetroRail.com.
I want to thank listener Ron for settling this debate about beer pong, because we were talking about the guys who were setting up the table and playing beer pong.
In the middle of traffic.
And I mentioned that the beer pong I grew up with was different. It actually involved playing ping pong that happened to have beer on the table. And Ron says, Dan, you are correct. Beer pong has changed. I'm not sure if you're right that it originated at Dartmouth. Yeah, that was just sort of the urban legend that it did, because Dartmouth is known as a big drinking school, because there's nothing to do there. So, but we played a heck of a lot of it when I was there in the late 70s. So it is coming from Dartmouth, I guess. At that time, there was no traditional ping pong scoring. It was all a drinking game. But it was actually played on a ping pong table with paddles, with two full beers side by side in the center of the table, about 4 inches from the end of the table. Two people per side. A ball landing in either cup was a victory, the losers each chugging their beer. Any hit of the cup was a quarter chug of the beer, with four hits winning if neither team sinks one. He said, with my son going to Madison, I see it's a much different game now. Any flat surface works.
Yeah.
The balls are thrown, two beers allocated between 10 cups lined up in a triangle. After a ball lands in the cup, it's drank and removed. Drank or drunk. At one or two times during the game, you can request the cups be bunched together again.
Yeah. You restack.
Okay.
Yeah. You put them in a diamond, like an eight ball, you know, situation, mm-hmm. or, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, but I'm vindicated here that
some people were texting saying that the game that you were describing was called Beirut back in the day too.
That was just beer pong. Beer pong was a game of ping pong that happened to have two beers sitting there, and if something happened to one of them, that's what happened.
The conversation that we were having about Charles Tillman and the caller who referenced the piece from footballperspective.com before we get to Mike Tanier about the 25 most underrated players in NFL history. This was written July 19, 2016. It's pretty short. He says, Chase Stewart wrote it, by the way. Says, Charles Tillman announced his retirement on Monday, marking the end of a remarkable career from a game-saving interception during his rookie season to stop a Dante Culpepper game-winning touchdown pass to Randy Moss. Tillman was known for delivering big plays and key moments for the Bears, but he will always be remember for doing something quarterbacks don't really do, or given the rate at which he did it, maybe he should be remembered for intercepting passes at an abnormally high rate for a player who forced so many fumbles. From 2013 to 2015, there were 49 players who recorded 20 plus interceptions. During those same years, 52 players recorded at least 15 forced fumbles. Tillman had 38 interceptions and 44 forced fumbles. To put that remarkable figure in context, take a look at the graph below, which shows all 95 players with either 20 interceptions or 15 plus forced fumbles from 03 to 15. And it's out there, and he's out there with Charles Woodson and Ed Reed, two no doubt Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and Scott from Davenport says it's the most interceptions and forced fumbles since around 82, which is when they started measuring them.
Right.
Yeah, he was special at that combination of things. It's just a matter of whether or not. I want to know from Mike Tanier if he already is like you and thinking
maybe he's a Hall of Fame finalist.
A potential Hall of Fame finalist is just not going to be considered whatsoever.
Only made two Pro Bowls as well. He says he also had eight pick sixes over that span, tied with Darren Sharper and Aqib Talib for second most over those years behind Charles Woodson.
We're going to talk to Mike in a little bit, and then at 5 o'clock, you want to get to some of this sound. We've got the Mike Schmidt sound. Mm-hmm. There's apparently some spectacular Francesa stuff, but the Mike Schmidt thing needs to be addressed because sometimes old baseball players can't help themselves. Old white baseball players just say things you shouldn't say.
And speaking of, the NFL should be the topic of conversation before we get out of here as well.
In general?
No, just old and whiteness.
Oh, with the apparent rule from the league about somebody not to be signed?
Yeah.
He who must not be signed. This segment brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. Mike Tanier next on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Dads love steak. We love our kids. We love our wives. We love our families, but not in the same way that we love steak. He says, if it is the same way, you're doing it wrong. So make sure that you get this for your dad for Father's Day or for yourself, frankly, because it's the special Father's Day package at Omaha Steaks. It's only $49.99, and you get it by entering Dan B in the search bar at omahasteaks.com. Omaha Steaks are one of a kind. They have been for years, a family-owned company that's been doing this the right way forever. I've been enjoying this all my life. And it's aged for 21 days, hand-trimmed, vacuum-sealed, and always delivers. This will be delivered to you for $49.99, 80% off for the Father's Day package that includes every bit of this. Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo Franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, those are delicious, one Omaha steak seasoning packet, and they're throwing in four additional burgers free. All that for $49.99. Come on, that's crazy. So go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B. in the search bar, and it should take you right to the Father's Day package, which you then add to your cart. So don't wait. The offer ends soon. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter Dan B. and then grab your dad and fire up the grill.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Jake's Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Minshew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Kraft. It's the authentic taste of home and the unmatched quality of Boar's Head. Ever roast chicken, sliced fresh at the deli. Only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Hey Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions. Handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Your home is probably the biggest investment you will make your entire life. Why trust an online app to get that right when you can work with an expert? We listen to your needs and we find the right loan for your unique situation. And we'll even come to your home or office to get the loan process started. Apps are great for weather and social media, but they can't pick the right mortgage for you. Let the experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Golfers Bolingbrook Golf Club and its award-winning driving range and golf academy are open for the season. Come be impressed with one of Chicago's premier golf facilities. From the amazing clubhouse to the rolling 18-hole course layout, you'll walk away impressed. Bolingbrook is the perfect spot for your next outing, and there's still some prime outing dates available. Make your plans to join them for their fabulous Mother's Day brunch. Hurry, space is limited. For more information or to reserve your tee time or Mother's Day brunch reservation, call 630-771-9400 or visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 12.
Engines run better and longer with fresh oil.
Old oil spreads dirt and grime throughout your engine. That shortens engine life.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops urge you to change your oil regularly.
That'll help you get a full life from your vehicle.
Because here's the real hint. Life is better without car payments.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Drive into Merlin for their buy one, get one free oil change. For a limited time, purchase a 3,000-mile drive oil change and get a free basic oil change coupon that you can use later or gift to a friend, coworker, or family member. That's right, a free oil change when you buy one. Visit merlins.com/BOGO for complete details or drive into Merlin and ask for the buy one, get one drive oil change.
Equal housing lender.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Matt Hasselbeck takes the snap. Looking to throw. Winds up. Throws underneath to Jared Cook at the 25. Stripped by Tillman. Scooped by Kelvin Hayden. 15, 10, 5. Knocked out of bounds. Charles Tillman officially with three forced fumbles today. There was a fourth one that went out of bounds. Unbelievable.
And ridiculous. Talking about some of these other names that pop up as we've enjoyed this voluminous piece by Mike Tanier of Bleacher Report, actually putting some intellectual rigor to the idea of being underrated or underappreciated. And Mike Tanier, who is on Twitter at Mike Tanier, joins us now on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven, try a Home Run Inn off the grill this summer. What's happening, Mike?
Not much. I appreciate those compliments. If there's two things I'm well known for, it's intellectual rigor and being voluminous.
I'm curious what the germ of this idea was, because sometimes you think of a guy and you think, well, wait a second, that guy's kind of underrated, and that leads you down a bunch of different paths. Other times, the concept just comes to you sort of as an umbrella concept, and then you find the guys. In what direction did this proceed?
Well, this came in the direction that my editor said, let's put some...
Keep it funky, Mike.
It's the absolute truth. They said, we think an all underrated list will sell and, you know, can generate a lot of interest. Go for it, Mike. And I'm glad they came to me for it, so that was a nice thing. But then you have to take the next step. What defines underrated? And that's something they flat out said. You can't just grab dudes. You have to come up with some criteria for what is underrated. And I started by saying, well, if you're a Hall of Famer, you're not underrated. If you're a guy who's going to go in the Hall of Fame next year or in 7 years, whatever, you're not underrated. Then there were some other things, you know. It's like, well, if you won the Super Bowl and you were the quarterback, you're not really underrated because people remember you forever, even if you're Trent Dilfer. You know, and then you springboard from that, looking for guys who were legitimately overlooked by history. After a while, it came to be a point, like, it's a list of guys across eras, across positions, who just missed their chance to become all-time legends, were good enough to be there, were good enough to probably be Hall of Famers. One thing led to another, and they just never got there.
Is it bad that I have no idea who the hell Frank Ryan, your number one guy, is?
No, it's not, because he's a guy from the... Now, remember, if the Super Bowl had been a year earlier, if they had done the merger a year earlier, he would have won Super Bowl I. He was the champion of the quarterback for the Browns, that were the team that won the NFL championship before the Packers came around, and he has a fascinating history behind it. But that's a good example, because if it was a list of guys everyone remembered, then maybe it wouldn't be an all-underrated list. It would be kind of a list of the near Hall of Famers that we all talk about, guys like Kenny Anderson who are on the list, or Jim Marshall. It couldn't be all those guys. There had to be a little I never heard of them factor in there as well.
And that really, it blew me away, because I tried to have fun with this, and some people like to just skip all the way to number one. And I read this slowly and in order, and then after number two, and I was really happy to see Isaiah Robertson where he was, because I just loved watching that dude play. God, he was something. But this guy, Frank Ryan, like, and I thought, like, oh, wait. And I was kind of underwhelmed. And then when you read exactly about what he did and how he did it, I thought, what? It's criminal that I couldn't recognize this.
Yeah, and he was Jim Brown's quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's Jim Brown's quarterback, so of course he's just handing off. Well, Jim Brown retired, and he was still out there winning championships, with Leroy Kelly, but, you know, at some point you say he had to be doing something right. He was Paul Warfield's quarterback back in the day. You know, he was very cerebral. He was a guy who became a mathematician after his career, and so he was one of those technical guys. He would have been like a West Coast offense quarterback 15 years later, 20 years later. He would have been a Super Bowl champion 1 year later. He kept missing all these opportunities, so he goes from a guy who was having, 27 touchdown seasons and was runner-up to Bart Starr and Johnny Unitas for every award, to a guy that, yeah, you know, years later, those of us who think we know our football history overlook and forget about.
It's amazing. He's still alive. He's 80 years old. And I went to check on this guy when I saw the name there. And Ryan was recruited all over, admitted to Yale, and then went to Rice because he was the first guy in his family to not go to Yale. And he wanted to get a PhD, so he didn't want to play professional football. And then he changed his mind. And like you say, had this unbelievable career. And then he like you say, became an accomplished mathematician.
Yes, went into academia and lived a quiet and happy and successful life away from football, which, again, is another way of getting underrated. You know, if you wind up in the broadcast booth or coaching, people are going to bring your name up from time to time. He kind of went into a different direction with his life, and his accomplishments kind of got buried by the Super Bowl era. And this fascinating individual, somebody that you have to unearth to let younger fans know who he was.
All right, let's talk about the Hall of Famers or the non-Hall of Fame finalists that didn't make the list or, you know, were exempt from the list because of the criteria. It's funny because it seems like any quarterback of note is a guy that, you know, like, oh, how can you underrate Phillip Rivers? But he's still playing and he's not a Hall of Famer. Charles Tillman, that is an interesting omission for me. And it's not just because I'm a Bears fan. I'm not taking off the Homer pajamas right now and talking to you like a football fan. Do you think that Charles Tillman is a Hall of Famer to be, and is that why he's not on this list?
Or finalist to be?
To a degree, because I had him in the watch list of like 20 guys that could have gone onto the list, and I let go at the last second. You know, I watched him. I was down at Super Bowl week in Houston, and I watched him with the media, and he was a rock star. There were guys lining up to talk to Tillman, and people getting him extra interviews and things like that. And I realized this isn't a guy who's going to go away anytime soon. He had this fabulous career. He's well loved in Chicago and in Carolina. I think they like him down there a lot too. And he's going to be a big time announcer for years to come. That might put him into the Hall of Fame. Doesn't put him into the Hall of Fame, he's going to be a guy who's going to be in your living room for the next couple of decades. So when I weigh that against some of the people like Louis Wright, who's a cornerback from the 70s that just was forgotten by history by the Broncos, and I say, well, is it going to be him or him? I had to go with the less well-known guy because, again, the goal is underrated, unheralded ball players.
All right, there was always a joke among the Chicago Bears of the late 60s and 70s that Dick Butkus got all of the credit for a lot of these big splashy tackles, but more often than not, Doug Buffone was doing something next to him to allow for Butkus to do what he did. And Buffone, who played 14 years, an absolute Iron Man, and full disclosure, a dear friend and a stalwart of this radio station for many, many, many years after his career. Where's Doug?
Would have been an absolutely great choice. I had him, and I had a lot of other long career linebackers on there. And you can see that Bob McDowell was more of a line than made the list. London Fletcher made the list. And as I had all of these linebackers to look at throughout the eras, I was reminded what a Hall of Fame, regular Hall of Fame voter, longtime voter told me. It's like every town has its linebacker.
Yeah.
Every town has its linebacker that they loved, and it was the beloved hero. And here in Philadelphia, you know, maybe it's Seth Joyner or Bill Berge, these different guys. Now, of course, you're in Chicago. You've got a million linebackers, yet you still have a linebacker that you can point to and say he's the unheralded one. So when you put that all in, I think he would have been a great choice. I kind of left him off the list. But he is interesting and unique in that you're exactly right. That overshadowed element in this place that is renowned for linebackers in Chicago, that he would have been an interesting inclusion.
We're not even done with Bears linebackers, no. Potentially
Lance
snubs. Because you still, well, Lance Briggs might be probably a Hall of Fame finalist, but Wilbur Marshall. Wilbur Marshall, who was one of the first big free agent departures, who was just an absolute terror for a great team.
What we're trying to tell you, Mike, is that there's a lot of players that didn't win a damn thing in this city who should have Wilbur won the Super Bowl, but I'm saying there's a lot of players who won didn't win anything in this city who are celebrated, and all of them were in Bears uniforms.
Jay Hilgenberg was another guy I heard a lot about from Bears fans on Twitter, and he was somebody who was, again, on my watch list looking at it. Then you say, well, how many offensive linemen could I put on this list? Because when it comes to underrated, unheralded, 95% of offensive linemen could make the list. So, you know, you had that. I think when I started looking at those Buddy Ryan, those Mike Ditka and, Buddy Ryan to a degree, Bears, I was like, well, that's almost like being on a Packers team or something like that. I kind of put some of those guys by the wayside and put them separately. So, you know, that era of the Bears wound up getting represented by an offensive player, you know, by Neil Anderson, somebody who was recommended to me by a lot of people in terms of how big his impact was. how great he was, not on the absolute best Bears team, but when the team was starting to slide a little bit and couldn't quite make the playoffs and didn't have a quarterback, had eight different quarterbacks. This was the guy that was doing some of the stuff that Walter Payton had done. He was the one that ultimately got picked for the list.
I've got another case for you here that was actually sent in by a listener. And this guy did win a Super Bowl at running back. So technically, I believe that would disqualify him. But he had 10,643 rushing yards, 78 rushing touchdowns, 4,248 receiving yards, and 13 receiving touchdowns.
Can I guess?
Just wait. Hold on. The most statistically similar players, according to Pro Football Reference, are Tiki Barber, Tony Dorsett, Eric Dickerson, Curtis Martin, Fred Taylor, Barry Sanders, Thurman Thomas, Leroy Kelly, Adrian Peterson, and Eddie George.
Former Notre Dame running back.
Along with Willis McGahee, he is one of only two players in NFL history to have 1,000 yards rushing with three different teams, and he will never, ever make the Hall of Fame.
As soon as you started running down the stats, I know who you were talking about. Ricky Running Waters.
Ricky Waters.
I thought it was going to be Fred Taylor because you know, he was somebody who was very close to making the list, and it was sort of a technicality that he was on a Super Bowl team.
Right.
But Ricky is ineligible because he was the starting running back for the great 49ers team that won the Super Bowl there. So he has that going for him. And, you know, it's a little bit tricky because when you start telling the stories of these guys and you have a lot of stories to tell, you know, sometimes like for Lomas Brown, I had to tell a story about how he missed the block on purpose. That's kind of a thing that comes up. With Ricky Waters, I'd have to tell the whole for who for what story here in Philadelphia and the times when he was fighting with John Gruden and things like that. It's hard when you're doing an underrated list and you've got all these guys who the story is how they overcame things. To have a guy who has great statistics like Ricky Waters, but then you have to tell the story about, you know, he didn't quite help some of the teams as much as he could have. That was, even if he wasn't ineligible, that would have made it hard for me to put him on this kind of list.
Mike, we thank you for your time. We appreciate it. And during my time at Bleacher Report on SiriusXM, you were always accessible, you and Ty Shelton, Russell Baxter, and we were just coming up, so I appreciated your time then as much as I do now, man.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad we were able to help, and thanks for having me on the show.
That is Mike Tanier of Bleacher Report. It's nice when somebody can do a piece like this and have it not be obvious trolling and actually have put some thought into it and have this kind of reasoned discussion. So I like to celebrate those things. And that was brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurants. So there's a note here on Twitter. Mark Gonzalez noted that it looked like somebody got hurt while shagging balls during Cubs batting practice. And he said that Albert Elmora Jr. is walking off the field slowly under his own power. So it says he banged up against, this is John Greenberg now of The Athletic, says Albert Elmora banged up against the wall in BP, went down for a bit, came off the field. And he adds, John Fox had no comment.
That's no good.
Don't run into the wall during batting practice.
Just mentioned today that they haven't suffered any real injuries during their average first 50-plus games.
What you doing? How do you run into the wall in batting practice?
Better than having, you know, the Mariano Rivera thing happen to you when you're out there.
Still, it's batting practice. There's a warning track.
Maybe you stumble. You know, Ian Happ had a couple of stumbles this weekend. Maybe you stumble into the wall.
Okay. All right, we've got some sound to play for you after the top of the hour that we need to get.
Old guys being
here.
Old guys.
Old guys being the attack of the old. For better or for worse, it's going to happen to all of us. You got the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Hey, it's Jason Goff, and I've been talking a lot about Upside.com, telling you it will save your company big on business, travel, and that you'll get a big gift card every trip you buy. Sounds too good to be true? So I went to Upside.com, as you should, to check it out. Super fast searches. You know, you don't have to worry about clicking over and over and over again. It's right there for you. Less than 2 minutes, they gave me a few awesome choices on United and American for flights to Boston. I want to go hang out with my guy Jim Murray out there. It works for me. And then they gave me a bunch of big name hotels as well. And the first option got me a $150 gift card and saves the station up to a couple of $100 because, of course, I'm going to write it off as a work expenses, which we do here. Then they showed me options. If I took a flight an hour earlier or stayed at the same kind of hotel down the block, I'd get even more in gift cards and the trip cost the station even less. That's the beauty of Upside. Being a little flexible gets you more, but if you're not, you still get a big savings and a big gift card. Taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. If you really want to improve impress your manager or, you know, the higher ups in the big office. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Upside's the real deal. Got me a gift card of $150. Trust me, go to Upside.com today. Plus, when you use promo code SCORE, you are guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every single trip. See what your next trip's worth today. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Truckers, Schneider is proud to announce a new pay increase for Midwest over-the-road drivers in our van truckload division. That's in addition to the 20% average earning potential increase in the Midwest the past 2 years, automatic increases with experience, and potential accessorial pay and bonuses, plus new configurations and team options that enhance pay potential. Learn about Schneider's new Midwest van truckload pay increase and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 844-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 844-PRIDE.
This opportunities like this don't come along often, so this is a real chance for just a little bit of money to improve your standing as an entrepreneur or a business owner, or frankly, just make a lot more money. This is a conference coming up in Detroit.